Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It is cold here in Indy. It is cold in Cleveland. Global warming. Thanks a lot, Al Gore. Although apparently I'm being told that global warming is actually the reason it's so cold, which is ironic, to say the least. Gibbs, what do you think about all that?
I hate the cold weather.
But I do too.
You know what? I'll take cold over like a foot of snow, 2 feet of snow, and ice.
Nah, I like snow. Snow's better. I like the snow. It's pretty.
Everybody in my house loves the snow. They're
you can
all
make
skiers
snow cones out of it.
Yeah, I got a yellow snow cone.
You can go
for
sledding.
You.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Come
kids.
On now.
All right. Yesterday, I caught up with Peter Schrager from Fox Sports talking about the Browns, and he had a strong take about what people in the media seem to be thinking about what's going on in Cleveland.
Peter, the Browns, interesting offseason to say the least. There's been a lot of criticism. We heard Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer address that the last couple days. What do you think about the Browns organizationally headed into 2015?
Criticism. Who's criticizing? Who cares? What do you care? It's the offseason. I mean, let's look at the season coming up. You got a good young core. Everything's okay. You've got a coach coming back that the players really like. You've got a GM that made a lot of solid picks. Last year, you look at the first round, everyone throws their arms up. Look at the depth of that draft.
Sure.
And they brought in a lot of great veteran talent in free agency. I think this Browns organization, it's such a mess. I think that's one of the dumber things that people say. Guess what? There's some stability right now. For the first time in years, you have a coach coming back. You have a GM coming back. I think there's some reason for optimism in Cleveland.
Johnny Manziel obviously raised his hand, said,
Except
I need to get
Except for Johnny
help.
Manziel. No, go on, yeah.
Said he needs some help. What do you kind of make of that situation, and what was your evaluation of Johnny Manziel coming out last year?
I wasn't a big Johnny guy last year, and it wasn't because of the off-the-field stuff. I assumed he'd figure it out. I was worried about his size, and I'm still not convinced his size and the way he plays the game is going to work in the NFL. We saw he got injured in the Carolina game, saw he got banged up in the Buffalo game. I haven't seen the flashes from Johnny, not from preseason and not from the actual regular season, so I wasn't high on Manziel, and I didn't, 22nd overall, fine. You already got an 8th overall pick you felt pretty good about in the cornerback. But to me to say, let's mortgage the future on Manziel, I can't do that right now. And would you take a first-round pick on him this year? Would you take a first-round quarterback? I wouldn't say it's outside the question. I'm not being negative against him. I just, it's a lot to overcome when you've got issues clearly on the field and now off the field as well.
When you look at this quarterback position, the Browns still looking to try to get it right. Hopefully Johnny can be that answer, but they're going to have to bring someone in as a veteran, whether it be free agency, a trade, or bring back Brian Hoyer. Yeah. If you were the Browns, what would you do?
I'd at least look at the draft and see if there's a way to get Mariota. I think that's an interesting fit. I think with Kevin O'Connell coming now as the quarterback coach, he's worked with Marcus. He's obviously worked with Johnny as well. I think that's an interesting one. I mean, and you've got two first-round selections. Do you package that and move up? It would be crazy. But it would be interesting. I think it's something to consider. I'm much higher on Mariota coming out of college than I was Manziel. And then the veterans, you look at that free agent class. Guess who the number one free agent quarterback is? It's Brian Hoyer. I don't know what you're looking for. So I think you still have to look for that quarterback. And is Matt Moore a better option? I don't know. You got to see what you can do. But it's not like they're growing quarterbacks on trees. And that's why you see these huge long-term deals from guys that maybe are like, wait, he doesn't deserve that money. Well, yeah, he's competent enough to play quarterback in the league. Let's wrap it up.
We'll talk about 12 and 19, the Browns' 2 first-round picks this year, the only team with 2. What positions would you look to address?
Wide receiver and pass rusher. That's to me. So at 12, you're going to get a few guys that are going to make an impact right away. I think when you look at that wide receiver class, Kevin White, Devontae Parker, Amari Cooper, I throw Jalen Strong in there, and I also think the wild card is Doriel Green Beckham. I don't know if the Browns would go that route after what they've been through with Josh Gordon, but I think you've got guys right there that are so solid, and then at 19 you're definitely going to get some other guys that are like that second tier right on the cusp that can make an impact as well. And as far as pass rushers, this draft is loaded. You can get a Shane Ray, maybe drops a Vic Beasley, Bud Dupree out of Kentucky, and then the guy that I think might slip based on just conversations with people who's a freak is Randy Gregory. I don't know if he falls all the way to 12, but he's probably not going to go top 2, top 3, so it's very interesting.
Fox Sports, Peter Strager. I like, you know, it is interesting. Again, you get a lot in the national media that has been negative about the Browns, but now you've seen a bunch of interviews I asked. Just plain open question. What do you think about what's been made about the Browns and the turmoil there? Peter Strager, obviously, with a strong take on it. Adam Kaplan had a strong take on it earlier. That things aren't that bad here. People certainly like what Mike Pettine has done. Ray Farmer, they know, has made the roster better, and they're still there for the second year in a row. That, for the Browns, is a good thing, not to mention the fact they won 7 games. So, hopefully, these trends continue and you can have something more positive to be built upon next season as well for the Browns. When we come back, we will be talking with our guy, the kid. Had his birthday yesterday. He will join us for the Friday forecast. But before we do that, just some more updating. Again, Winston undergoing testing on his shoulder to determine why he has weakness in his throwing shoulder discovered during the combine per Mort report. But Gibbs, before we get to the Friday forecast, I wanted to ask you as well. You hear all this stuff about, you know, the dysfunction. And we've heard the national people mostly have said that they don't think that was a big deal. But we have heard a lot of concern about Johnny Manziel, and not even off the field. A lot of people give him credit for what's happened off the field. But on the field, can he become the kind of quarterback you need? And there is nobody that seems to think, and obviously how could you, that while people aren't necessarily saying they're writing him off for good, there doesn't seem to be nearly that much confidence about him turning things around.
Well, I mean, I think the the lack of confidence comes from the 7 quarters of football you saw. I mean, look, everybody gives him credit for what he's doing right now and trying to turn things around. Obviously, he's got some demons, and everybody knows that he's trying to get rid of those, and everybody respects that. But it doesn't, no matter what that, what's going on with that, it doesn't hide the fact that what you saw for 7 quarters makes you think he isn't able to play quarterback in the NFL.
Well, we're going to hear from Pete Prisco earlier in the week, next week, of CBS wrote an article right now. I tweeted it out earlier today. I'd urge everybody to check it out, saying that it's ridiculous to write somebody off after 7 quarters or 6 quarters of action in the National Football League, and that Johnny Manziel's got to get things together off the field so he can try to get them together on the field. But if he realizes what it takes to be a quarterback, and I think it's a good read. I think it's worth checking out. It's just kind of a rational walking through. He's not guaranteeing Johnny's going to be good or anything like that, just saying, here's the path to even finding out if he can be good, and this is what he needs to do. I think that if you go back and look at a lot of quarterbacks, look at Teddy Bridgewater's first couple of games this year. They were not great. They weren't as bad as Johnny's, but they weren't great, and he went on to have a very successful rookie year. Tom Brady's first few games in the NFL were not great. Peyton Manning's first few games in the NFL were not great. There's a learning curve, and I still believe Johnny's learning curve is going to be bigger.
Okay.
That's why I think it is important, if you do ultimately decide that he is going to go, you're going with Johnny Manziel, I think that it is important to get him as many reps as possible. And if you're not, and that's what I was hinting at, I'd like whoever the quarterback for the Browns is, honestly, to go into a season for the first time in forever getting all the reps. One person getting all the reps with the first team, being as prepared as humanly possible to start the season. It doesn't have to be Johnny Manziel. I just want it to be somebody who's getting the reps. And you know, I asked Ray Farmer about that yesterday, if there's a quarterback scenario, and he didn't even say that. He said, no, that I always want competition. I want to have a starting quarterback that everybody believes.
I agree with you. I don't need the circus of the quarterback competition. Way too many times since 1999, we've gone into training camp with a quarterback competition. And I'm done with it. Let's get the guy that we want under center. Let's get him as many snaps as possible.
Yes.
Let's get him ready so on opening day, we are ready to go.
Yes.
And we don't have the games, and we don't have the drama. That's the way I look at it. And you know, with regards to Johnny, not saying he can't turn things around, but what is, you know, 7 quarters isn't enough. Okay. Well, what is enough to tell me that the kid can or can't play in the league? What's the cutoff?
I think you got to give him – I mean, obviously, if he comes out next year and he you know, he takes care of his stuff off the field, comes back on the field, does it all the right way, and it still doesn't work out after, you know, half of a season, then I think you have a better idea that this is a serious, serious issue. I just think it's much too early at this juncture to even be able to comment on things like that. All right. When we come back, the Friday forecast with the kid as we wrap things up here from our time in Indianapolis at the NFL Scouting Combine, which continues tomorrow with the quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers. It's going to be a big day for the skill positions, especially wide receiver position, a position that everybody thinks the Browns need to address. Will they? Well, only Ray Farmer knows the answer to that, and we'll find out in time as free agency opens March 10th, and the draft follows shortly thereafter.